One of the things that people will be blown away from is talking about stress. Like, oh my gosh, I don't want to be stressed, because we really believe everyone is stressed. Let's not add any more problems. What we really need to realize is we need stress to get better. Joe Holder, a Nike master trainer and well-known fitness and wellness coach, shares that stress, in an objective standpoint, is neither good nor bad. It's your response to stress that matters. This episode aims that we want you, Tiger, to recover, and we want you to be more resilient. Welcome, Tiger, to So Odd with Scuds. I'm Scuds, and I believe everyone has an odd experience. Especially, me time session means when you're alone, be compassionate to yourself, because you made yourself important. This episode is called, "'Cause You're Stressed? Now What?" We love that resiliency, that you can be educated about stressful situations and responding to one. Let's begin. So there are different forms of recovery and resilience when we want to be able to do tasks well and even handle more challenges in the long haul. What's odd is your body really needs a little bit of being overstressed. Again, a little bit of overstress and not understressed when you're training, so that it becomes a daily routine. Athletes understand this mindset and are used to being overstressed. Beginners and people who feel pressured and have difficulty need to understand that no one needs to sugarcoat things. Especially if you're stressed, don't sugarcoat that. Because suppression doesn't only lessen the pain or punishment, but suppression makes you feel worthless, and that you can't even handle a lot of responsibilities compared to others. It's like you're that player that's seated in the waiting list rather than really playing the game. When you're getting used, though, to having no stress at all, you're not accepting reality can be painful. So, Tiger, what does that mean? Whatever your illness or problem, even condition, don't use that as a form of excuse to forget you have work to do. You have to learn how to work even in your circumstances that you feel tired or you're stressed. We could be one and human enough to face these type of situations. Number one. Always being overworked, having no rest at all except sleep. Number two, always being under stress, that a little stress or anxiety may want us to panic or go back to sleep and just forget all our problems. Number three, sometimes we question how come life is plain and boring, and that there are things that are just half-baked, and not everything in our life works out in our favors. Or you could be number four, understanding rest recovery balance. We can be overstressed, but we can go back to rest after our activity is done, and we can assess how to improve our performance. So, like I said, athletes don't only think about rest as sleep, but they also understand the physiological baseline. This was introduced by Joe Holder's brother, Dr. Michael Holder, informing people about proper recovery. So our physiological baseline involves our muscular state to reassure if your muscles are relaxed or you are feeling any spasms or pain from being overworked. Mental emotional state, how you feel when you're resting. Hormones, ladies and gents, we both have the hormone cortisol, our body's main stress hormone to control mood, motivation, and fear. And your physiological state, how your body reacts to danger, even a little anxiety when someone is at rest, can make you continuously overthink. And you'll have trouble sleeping because you're most likely used to working and not getting enough sleep. So we really have to look at rest not just as nap time, but muscular-wise, emotions are mental, hormones, and neurophysiological. Now that we know we need to rest, depending on what situation you are in, super stress or under stress, that we understand not just our muscles, but really training ourselves to accept it's okay to be overstressed. What we can do now is that we need our body to return to homeostasis every time we finish training and even get better with love from resilience. According to Dr. Michael Holder, rest is an activity when we can say things have completely stopped, but it's also things in between training or even in between activities that we call active recovery. Note, doctors and coaches recommend a big sleep after a heavy workout. The only time you will really benefit from rest is when you take a full rest, which is sleep. You release growth hormones and your body and mind wind down, and you recover from big injuries. LeBron James reveals he sleeps 11 to 12 hours to help perform his best in basketball. Roger Federer sleeps 9 to 10 hours to keep performing well in tennis. Jennifer Lopez recommends at least 8 hours of sleep to perform well in her concerts or show. These people have been performing in the industry for years now. So a lot of people that we look up to, athletes and performers, really value sleep every single day. Now, this episode could be done. Scuzz, let's just sleep, okay? Everything's good now. We got your point. But of course, Tiger, you really need to see stress as a good thing. And again, let's not escape everything to sleep. When your body's tissue is being used, that's called beneficial stress. So if you feel your body is in pain, rewire your mind that you need those benefits from stress. If you don't keep training, your body plateaus and you have the same results, wherein it might even get worse, wherein you just feel nothing is working out or it's half-baked. Training is painful, but you must teach your body to benefit more from stress so you can take on more load from that pain. A key example of this is in my workload is that we're being demanded a lot of things as artists. And I have a night shift. I also have at times 5 a.m. morning meetings, and I have trainings and also interviews scheduled for me to be present. Like, why bother working out, right? Why go out and relax to meet people? Isn't sleep already unstable for me? But I've gotten used to one habit, and that's working out. Just starting from training and now to intense exercise. Regardless of the time, I'm telling my body this is one of the reasons why I need to have proper rest. Not because of stress from work, but because I've increased my weights. I became faster in my run, and I like to hike even more, and I want to journal something new. There are so many activities that I want to do. Like, I want to go to lunch, dinner, family, food, and art is life for me. And also Kit Kat, my dog, because I have to take care of my doggy daughter. I'm just saying, Tiger, there's just something about life that's telling me, and maybe is also telling you, because if you relate to it, I mean, You can't just be overstressed from work or personal issues. There's something out there that also makes you want to be a better person. And you can't explain it, but you're also living now a more creative life. Like, open yourself up to experiences that you don't even know. It's really nice to know that our traumas don't end us, and we don't even know the ending. Like, life is so cool like that because we continue to make choices of our own. So, you can stay stressed all day and overthink, Tiger. But you could also choose to give yourself an upper leg to understand you need that stress. You need a little bit of being overstressed. And if you see those benefits, you also call that positive stress or eustress. When you realize that's just one area of your life that you could be stressed about. But here's the thing, and it's just in connection, I mean. There's no religion or even atheism that tells you life has no suffering. Life will always have suffering. You're going to have problems, but we learn that even if you feel, what's the point? What's the benefit? It's just instructing you how to respond to things with morals and conviction to keep living on.
Before we continue, if you haven't yet, Tiger, we'd like to invite you to click the subscribe button on Sword with Scuds in your favorite music app. Every Wednesday, we'll have more episodes and surprises for you to roar your inner voice. Let's get back to the episode.
So, Tiger, you can keep listening to sad songs and beat yourself up. Take time to cry if you need to. Everyone experiences distress, which is those bad events we don't expect, including me. There are many times I don't even want to talk anymore in the podcast. But what happens in the present time, if you see, there's a lot of recovery than just timing and hoping you heal one day. And that includes being patient and resilient with yourself. Be more creative now, and let's find out more of those steps to relax than preoccupying ourselves with bad thoughts. What do you think is much better to do? Be creative or just be stressed all day? During our last episode, How to Love Yourself with Rigo and Daya, he mentions taking time to slow down. And meditation is just one of those many forms of slowing down. When you slow down, you're conscious that you're slowing down, that you can also tell your mind to start counting your breath. You could actively do yoga, do a brisk walk, travel around, and do the bonus So Odd session from this show, getting new ideas on what to do during your downtime. But recovery doesn't mean to say it's luxury. Recovery can happen all the time, anywhere, and is accessible to you. We're going to break down the proper recovery by Joe and Dr. Holder into three categories. So the three key recovery strategies are active recovery, active-passive recovery, and passive-passive recovery. Active recovery is things after you finish training or even during a break, you still increase blood flow to the tissue, like massage guns and using rollers on yourself. Basically, you still are using your muscles and joints to move, and your brain is still alert. Second, passive active recovery is when you're lying down and someone else is helping you to relax. They can be massaging you, or what a lot of athletes advise is that you take an ice bath. That could be another choice too. which is a very uncomfortable force that triggers your body to cool down. And to others, it could be a hot bath. But you need to avoid heat when you have injuries. Note, Tiger, you need to get educated and seek a health professional to know what's the best treatment for you if you really are training with a chance or even high risk of injury. Heat increases blood flow to help calm down, while cold decreases blood flow, which reduces your pain in the first 3 days of intensive training. So when you're used to having ice bath and you're even an athlete yourself, you already are in the best of shape to know these things. But athletes doesn't mean to say like you have to play the same rank as Lionel Messi or Manny Pacquiao. What we mean by an athlete mindset is that you're training yourself to put in a bit of overstress and resilience to work better. Meaning to say, you're not just going to give one output next time. Maybe next time you're also going to give two outputs. You also got faster in your skills and your basic terms or basic actions you know already. So if you're an athlete tiger and you just want to keep improving your skills with intention to have an overstress, they usually use an ice bath to train the next day. It's just, it rewires their brain that they have to be mentally prepared. So don't force yourself to have an ice bath often if you're a beginner. Be mindful also that your body's temperature after being exposed to stress, and each person's tolerance to hot and cold is very different. And in this case, Tiger, when you're used to training, when you're used to the stress, sooner or later, you'll adapt to using different methods of recovery. Lastly, passive-passive recovery, which is sleep. The thing is, we want you to take note more on this, is because I also relate to this one too, is when you travel or it's hard for you to sleep, you're not recovering well to perform the next day. Training is not only measured when you work out, but how well you can easily unwind. It's seen in your mood. It's seen in your energy level, making decisions about what you want to eat, and even communicating with others and making quick decisions. And when you are doing passive-passive recovery, again, just sleep, you're decluttering your brain to decrease cortisol levels from accepting stress, and your flight or fight response decrease in your brain. The only thing you're aware of is, I have to go to bed, I have to stay in bed, and I have to accept again stress the next day. I'm no longer going to be doing work, but I will sleep. So what happens is that many people think, oh, let's just take a nap. Nap is an active recovery. You know what I'm saying? Note, a nap is not a complete passive recovery. It's not going to replace sleep because it's not enough time to wind down your brain. And you're still telling yourself to be mentally alert for anything around you, especially that alarm you want to ring so that you can wake up again. So people tend to oversleep the next day, or they don't sleep a lot to tolerate a lot of the stress. But what happens is, because you're not aware that you're being inconsistent and deprived, many mental and health disorders arise, especially anxiety is increased. Road accidents tend to happen to drivers with an average of less than 3 hours of sleep. And no, Tiger, no sleep depth recovers your performance. So we do recommend knowing your sleep chronotype, either if you're a dolphin, you're a wolf, you're a lion, or a bear. This is better than telling yourself, if you're a night owl or morning person, that you finally get to know what's the best time you perform well and what time you have the least amount of energy. Read The Power of When by sleep doctor Michael Bruce and test yourself what's your body clock chronotype. The link to the book of Power of When and quiz is found in the show notes below. To recap, Tiger, your body needs to be a little bit overstressed to perform well and get better at reacting to pain, stress, and worries. How do I know, Scuds, if I'm super stressed from just a little bit of overstress? If it's affecting you already, your performance, and you're neglecting people's emotions, you're not sleeping well, and you tend to have a change of habits from your daily routine, then yes, you are out of your comfort zone. Regardless of how you rate your stress, you still can respond to it objectively that your stress should not be sugar-coated. Accept that you are stressed and accept that you can learn something from it by being moral and that it's up to you how you want your performance to be seen. Remember, athletes don't just take rest and train just so that they can rest more. They also have to train their muscular, emotional, mental, neurophysiological, and hormones to remind them that they can get better in their performance. So no one is a mind reader to how stressed you are. Everyone is going to be stressed. So in your stressful situations, you can breathe, take time to rest, or even brisk walk to the other side. I know it's very easy to get mad. We're all human. But we have to stop suppressing stress from happening and allow ourselves to accept we are all stressed in the world. You also have more choices we introduce in this episode, such as active recovery, like when you're stressed, you could do a stretch, take a nap. Active-passive recovery, when you want to get a massage, an ice bath, or a hot bath. And always, every single day, do passive recovery when you take time to sleep more than 7 hours at least. It's advisable that if you're having more training or it's very intensive, that you get 9 to 10 hours of sleep. You also learned there's a link to recovery. You also have to take time afterwards to have proper rest. Thank you for spending oddly your time with me, Tiger. I'm Scuds, and you've been listening to So Odd with Scuds, the podcast. You could follow So Odd on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. It's found in the show notes below, too, that you can have a chance to roar your inner voice and be part of the show. Go to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Your review will help the show. And join me next Wednesday and or Thursday for another So Odd session. Amping in my language means take care. So Tiger, thank you for listening and amping!